Scientists in San Antonio, Texas, are working on a new way to get medications into the body. It's an innovation that may have far-reaching implications for all kinds of patients with chronic diseases. Wendy Rigby of Texas Public Radio explains how tiny implants could help save lives.
Cancer, HIV, diabetes. These potentially deadly diseases require daily medications. Biomedical and mechanical engineer Lyle Hood is developing new engineering tools to deliver the drugs.
Having better solutions to cure these degenerative, wasting diseases where somebody is going to die but they're not going to die well is absolutely a central passion of mine.
The University of Texas at San Antonio professor is working with colleagues to develop a tiny capsule. The idea is to use the capsule to place medications precisely where they need to go in a non-invasive way. The drug delivery device can be placed in the body through a needle.
This device is a cylinder. It's 3 millimeters long and 1 millimeter in diameter, so it's basically the head of your pen.
For cancer patients, this could be a new way to deliver immunotherapy drugs, the kind that recruit the immune system to recognize cancer cells as a threat and eradicate them. Right now, immunotherapy has to be injected, and the body clears it quickly. The system Hood is working on would act like a reservoir, providing a regulated release of therapy over time, weeks, and perhaps even months.
The kind of secret sauce of this device that makes it special, it's a nanochannel membrane.
Nanochannels are tiny holes etched in a silicon chip, thousands of holes per square centimeter that transmit fluids. With varying numbers and sizes, engineers can control the diffusion, tailoring the device to each drug, controlling rates and dosages. The first incarnation of the capsule was metal. Now, Hood and his team are developing a biodegradable version. Using a 3D printer, engineers will be able to fabricate versions of the capsule that will dissolve in the body, explains Hood.
We are working on developing a device that is implantable through a needle, is approximately the same size, but is going to be made entirely of polymer, will release drugs over a couple of weeks, but will biodegrade over a couple of months and just go away.
Ultimately, patients may be able to simply swallow the biodegradable version. Right now, the technology has been tried in rats and mice, and tests on people are expected in the next few years. Doctoral student Fouad Akhtar is excited about the possible results from this cutting-edge project.
We are actually trying to invent a new thing. We are looking for a solution which can save lots of people's lives.
An article featuring Hood's work was recently featured in the Journal of Biomedical Nanotechnology. For Here and Now, I'm Wendy Rigby in San Antonio.
And this medical-related note, thousands of people braved freezing temperatures in Michigan yesterday to hear Senator Bernie Sanders denounce Republican efforts to repeal President Obama's health care law. Labor unions were a strong presence at the rally in Macomb County, just outside Detroit, one of dozens staged by Democrats across the country, including in Los Angeles, Chicago, Richmond, Virginia, and Portland, Oregon. President-elect Donald Trump has said he will overturn and replace the Affordable Care Act. And in a weekend interview with the Washington Post, he said his replacement would provide insurance for everybody, but so far no details. Republicans in Congress have taken the first steps toward repealing Obamacare. We will stay tuned.